Business and money and books. Business, books, and money. Hi, James van Ingvid. Just trying to figure out why E has got. Oh, I get it. We're doing an LVC lesson today. Okay, so today's lesson is on how books and reading can be used for business and casual conversation. We're going to do an LVC, and what is that? This is a lesson in which we're going to work on your listening skills. We're going to increase your vocabulary and help you with comprehension all at the same time. Think it's a difficult thing to do? Stick with us and we'll get it done. How are we going to do it? What I need for you to do to help me help you is grab a pen and a pencil and grab some paper. If you can't do that, don't worry about it. Just pay attention. You can always do this, redo this later on. And I'm going to read a story to you. I won't be visible on the camera. You're going to listen. Reason why I'm doing that is our sense of hearing gets better when we don't watch something else. I'll read the story, you'll listen to it. We'll come back. I'll explain all of the vocabulary that I have picked specifically for you to learn. We'll go over that vocabulary. Then, to work on your comprehension, what we're going to do is we'll read the story again. You will then listen, see how much you've got. And of course, we'll test it finally with a test at the end. Are you ready? Let's go. My mother told me that you can't judge a book by its cover. This was especially true of Mr. E. He was a bookworm by nature, and in my book, he was a really good guy. Some of his co-workers weren't as honest as he was and would cook the books if it made them more money. So you always had to read between the lines when you did business with them. One day, Mr. E caught his colleague trying to cheat a little old lady. So Mr. E read him the Riot Act and threatened to throw the book at him if he ever did it again. Like I said, Mr. E is a good guy, and I'm going to take a page out of his book and be a good guy too. Alrighty, so we have done our listening component where you heard a story and a whole bunch of words you didn't understand. And we're going to take the time now to work on the V part of our lesson, the vocabulary that I picked for you. All right, this will aid us in our comprehension in our next section. So let's stand over here. You can't judge a book by its cover, and that means the outward appearance of a thing doesn't tell you what's inside. Okay, simple. Just because it looks one way doesn't mean it's that way all the way through. A perfect example is an egg. An egg has an outside hard shell, and you knock on it, it's hard. But if you crack an egg open, everybody knows the inside is liquid. It's not hard on the inside. You meet a person who is quiet and shy, but they could be like a great fighter, and you wouldn't see it on the outside because they keep it on the inside. So don't judge a book by its cover means just because it looks a certain way, it doesn't reveal to you the true nature of the thing. Number two, bookworm, someone who loves books and loves reading. Yep, that's basically it. E is a worm, and a bookworm is someone like, because you know, the worm goes in the ground and stays there. A person who's a bookworm gets into books. They love to read and read a lot, okay? You could say, for instance, if you have a friend who loves reading all the time, he's a bookworm. He's always in the library. And it would tell me right away, loves to read, library, it just makes sense. In my book, it means in my opinion, this is what I think, right? Everybody's their own book, in a way of speaking. As you live, you create your own story. So in your book, this is how you believe or how you see it from your perspective. Cook the books to falsify facts and figures. Some of you might go falsify. It's when you change things you shouldn't change. There was what's right and correct, and what's false is usually similar to wrong. So when you falsify, you take something and you change it so it's no longer true. Example, if someone has a books for accounting and they're counting things and they have 1,000, they might add another zero and say it costs 10,000. That's not true. That's false information, right? Or fake news. Next. Read between the lines. There's an old joke, actually, I'll come to that in a second. It means to search for the truth and the meaning of what is said. There's what somebody says and what they really mean. Okay? So in that case, when we say read between the lines, you've got line, line, what's in between? Yeah, some of you caught it, and if you didn't, you can't read between the lines. It means there's a real intent or a real meaning, but they may not be able to say it. For example, Johnson, you're a great worker. We have had a tremendous time working with you. As you know, we have to let go of some of the workforce here, and we've always appreciated work you've done. You're being fired. He didn't say it. Read between the lines. We have always liked, not we like. We have always, they're talking in the past tense, you're gone. So there's the words they say, but in between is the real meaning. Next, read someone the Riot Act. It means to strongly warn somebody to improve their behavior. The Riot Act is something in many cities all over the world have, which is basically when the people are acting out or protesting in the streets, if there's a riot act, it means the police will go out to control them and say, change your behavior, you're being too disruptive. When someone reads you the Riot Act, they're saying, hey, look, this is what you're doing, and if you keep doing this, this is what's going to happen. And it's not going to be party with a cake and your friends. You're going to be in trouble. So when they read you the Riot Act, they tell you what you're doing, how they feel about it, and what's going to happen if you continue. And it's not a positive thing. Okay? Throw the book at someone. And it means to punish someone severely. Now, if you stop and think about it, if I took a book and I threw it at you, it's going to hurt. And that's basically what this means. When you go to court, if the judge throws the book at you, he's going to say, well, for doing this particular bad thing, you should go to jail for 2 years, but I'm sending you for 10 years. He's throwing the book at you because that's the maximum in the book, and he's saying, you're going to be punished this much. Okay, last one. Take a page out of someone's book. Do you remember when I talked up here and I said in my book, we're all basically books? Well, if you're a book, you have many pages because you've lived a long time. So in this particular thing, it says to act in a way someone else would act. You are reading someone else's book and you're saying, I like that behavior. I want to be like that. So I'm going to take that page out, put it in my book so I can act like that. It's usually for things that we find respectful in someone else or we respect in someone else. So it could be working hard, being tough, keeping your word, being on, you take that page from someone else's book, put it in your book, you want to take on those characteristics. Well, guess what? Now that we've gone through the vocabulary, let's try out your comprehension. I bet you're going to do better than you think. My mother told me that you can't judge a book by its cover. This was especially true of Mr. E. He was a bookworm by nature, and in my book, he was a really good guy. Some of his co-workers weren't so honest, or weren't as honest as he was, and would cook the books if it made them more money. So you always had to read between the lines when you did business with them. One day, Mr. E caught his fellow colleague trying to cheat a little old lady. So Mr. E read him the Riot Act and threatened to throw the book at him if he ever did it again. Like I said, Mr. E is a good guy, and I'm going to take a page out of his book and be a good guy, too. Alrighty then, Jim Carrey. Okay, so let's test our comprehension, because we did the listening, the vocabulary. I'm just going to go through some questions to demonstrate, no, to prove to you that you have learned more than you thought. So let's do the first one. The accountant worked... I'm going to need a pen here. The accountant worked for the mafia and would often something to hide their money from the government. What would he do? Well, accountants work with what? Books. I do hope he makes a nice risotto. He would cook the books. All right? That means change it, falsify the information in the books to make it look like it's one thing when it's not. Okay? Next, something is the best season. Well, that sounds like it's my opinion, does it not? Yeah. So I would say kind of helped you when I said in my opinion, right? But it's in my book, summer is the best season. What about number three? Stop being a go outside and play with your friends. You're inside. What would you do inside besides, well, the lesson is on books, right? So I would say, and we made a joke about Mr. E, I think. He's a worm, but he's not a bookworm. And a bookworm loves to read. And they usually like to read inside. So go outside, play with your friends. Get some fresh air. What about number four? Mr. E's wife. I probably would be pretty upset if I had a worm for a husband and he came home late smelling of tequila. That's alcohol. Sorry, bad joke. Okay, yes. Read him the Riot Act. Remember, when you read the Riot Act, you threaten someone that if you don't change your behavior, something bad is going to happen. So he's late, he smells of alcohol, tequila. Then you say, hey, if this happens again, blah, 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 blah. And now, finally, number five, which is a really long one, so that should help you a lot. Okay, so. That's right. You can't always get what? No, that's not it. That's a song. It's a long one. That's right. You can't always judge a book by its cover. You see, the cover could be really exciting on the outside with bright colors, and inside it's a very boring book. In this case, you can't judge a book by its cover. He may be shy, but he's a good fighter, right? So he just seems quiet and shy, but he can fight. Now, let us go and do the bonus. And on the bonus, I have three phrases for you that have to do with books and reading. And the first one is to close the books. Well, when you close the books, you think about it, you read the page, there's from page 100 to page 400, you read all of it to 400, and then you close the book. Well, what does that mean? Basically, you're finished. So if you close the books on something, you're going to stop spending time and effort on something. So let's imagine Mr. E is with Mrs. E, and he's come home smelling of alcohol and late for months at a time. She may close the books and said, okay, I'm divorcing you. That's it. I'm done with this relationship. Closing the books on it. You're done and you're moving on. No more energy or time to be spent on it. What about the next one? To hit the books. Well, you're not actually punching them, but it means to study. All right. So in order to pass my IELTS test, I had to hit the books pretty hard. All right. Study hard. And finally, there was a president called George Bush, and it's George Herbert Bush a long time ago. And he made a famous speech where he was talking before a war. He said, read my lips. It was taxes. I'm sorry. He was like, read my lips. No more new taxes. Listen carefully. Watch them. So when somebody says, read my lips, it means listen carefully. So if you ask your parents, for instance, some of you are parents, so your kids may do this. Mom and Dad, can I borrow the car? Read my lips. No. That's the answer. Okay. And it means listen carefully because I'm not going to repeat it. That's what it is. So you got your bonus. You did your quiz, which I'm sure you probably got 5 out of 5 on. You're patting yourself on the back, which is great. Once again, I want to say thank you. And how do I thank you? Yes, I'm a crazy person. So the way I thank you is by giving you homework. Because with homework or working at home, we can improve our English. So you can become a native speaker faster. And in that regard, the two questions I have for you today are the following. When politicians speak, you often have to something to get to the truth. What phrase would go in there to make that a true statement? And the second one is, the judge something at the criminal and sent her to jail for 200 years. That sounds pretty serious to me. Anyway, the points for this one will be 100,000 points for each one you get correct. Please make sure in the comments below you put down the answers to those questions. As you know, other students, whether you're on Ingvid or you're on YouTube, usually give a thumbs up, thumbs down, which helps you with your point score. And yeah, that's it. But before I go, I need to say something. And what do I need to say? I would like you to subscribe. Okay, so I'd like you to subscribe to Ingvid. Quote of the day. I almost forgot. What almost got away. Quote of the day is this. I do believe something very magical can happen when you read a good book. And if some of you are scratching your head, who said that? It's J.K. Rowling, the author of the Harry Potter books. And this particular video goes out to Carly from Canada. Anyway, so thank you once again. I need you to go to, no, I don't need you to, you want to go to, because after you've done this and you think you're pretty good, you can go to www.ing.com, where you can do the quiz, see some other great teachers, and see how good you really are. Anyway, I bid you adieu. You shall have a good day, and I will see you again soon. Don't forget to subscribe. Hit that notification bell, and you'll get all my latest videos. Latest. Ciao.